Todd Zwillick here, filling in for John Hockenberry. I'm here with Celeste. Times are tough, exactly the time you would expect crime to be rising across the nation, but reported crimes are actually falling nationally. Those numbers are from the first 6 months of the year compared to the same period in 2008. So we want to know why crime numbers are down and why this recession is different from bleak times past. We're awaiting Raymond Kelly, commissioner of the New York City Police Department, who hopefully will be joining us to talk about some of the trends in New York and nationwide. But in the meantime, we want to go to the West Coast, where one city is actually has the opposite trend. Crime statistics are down across the nation despite the bad economy. But in Seattle, crime statistics are actually way up. Jonah Spangenthal-Lee runs SeattleCrime.com. Jonah, you were with us before and said that you have some problems with policing and a police commissioner who's still absent from the post. First, let's do some numbers. What are the crime numbers in Seattle telling you? What's up and by how much?
Well, I believe violent crimes were up pretty significantly this year. We went from about 1,500 last year to about 2,000 in the first 6 months of this year. Robberies are up. Property crimes are up. You know, people are getting their homes broken into. Those kinds of things are definitely on the rise here.
Now, there haven't been any changes in the way you guys are counting, right? These are all actual increases in crime.
Not that I'm aware of, yeah.
Okay. So you mentioned a more of a threadbare police force in Seattle. Is that the only explanation? I mean, there must be something that's not top down but bottom up. What is going on with people in Seattle that violent crimes and break-ins and property crimes are on the rise, do you think?
Well, you know, the thing I always hear from folks I know who work in, you know, burglary and property crime units is that, you know, they blame the economy. You know, people are getting out of jail, and with the economy the way it is, it's easier for them to go break into someone's home and steal the plasma TV and sell it on, you know, Craigslist than it is to try to find a job with a living wage when you already have a criminal record.
But then what do people say then when people know that crime in other major cities across the United States, not all of them, but most of them, is actually down?
Right. Well, obviously that's something that's just come up in the last few days, but I haven't really heard a good answer from the police about that, why that might be, other than sort of the fact that we hit a historic low for crime here, a 40-year low, I believe, in 2007. And so I guess now things are maybe just leveling out here. If you look at some of the other cities about our size, Denver, Atlanta, D.C., and Milwaukee, we're still, you know, we still have a lower rate of crime. But about the same size population. So that still looks pretty good for us by comparison.
I know that one of the things that is really troubling the community there is the violence against that's aimed specifically at police officers. Since October 31st, you guys have had 5 officers killed, 3 wounded. There was just 2 officers shot yesterday. And I've been reading editorials and watching video of police officers saying, when is this horror going to end? Is there any idea on what this anger towards police officers is coming from?
Yeah, that's been a strange thing. And you know, nobody I've talked to seems to really know why that's happening. It's bizarre that it's all happened at once like this. One thing I have heard from officers I talk to pretty frequently is that there's a lot of concern right now about some of the cuts that have been made at the state level to supervision of felons, offenders, when they, you know, they're released. The Department of Corrections here had its staff pretty significantly reduced over the summer. And, you know, 2 of the 3 people accused of shooting at officers in the last few months, you know, either had extensive criminal records or were pretty well known to police.
Were they releasing prisoners early in order to save on budgets?
Well, there have been some releases of what they call low-risk offenders, but, you know, depends on who you ask about how you determine whether someone's low-risk. I guess they have a way of calculating someone's likelihood to reoffend, but to, you know, cops on the street, somebody who's been to jail and you know, whether for drugs or whatever is still potentially, you know, a risk.
Well, Jonah, in terms of the property crimes and the violent crimes across the board, not necessarily against police officers, do you have any data on how many of the perpetrators or alleged perpetrators are recidivists, let out of jail, or, you know, in a bad economy, you would expect quite a few first-time offenders? Times are tough and people resorting to crime.
You know, I don't have any hard numbers in front of me on recidivism, but I do know that the prosecutor's office here in King County has formed a unit to, you know, specifically go after you know, burglars who are breaking into 10, 15, 20 houses and, you know, go after those guys and try to take them off the streets. So there is obviously some level of recidivism or, you know, people coming back to what they know how to do.
Now, a few minutes ago, you mentioned some holes in the police department at the top of the department and in the rank and file. What is going on in the Seattle police force that might be allowing this problem to get worse as the economy's bad?
Well, this all started a few years ago. Seattle Police Department was sort of in the middle of working out a contract. There were some morale issues in the department, and it took a while to work out. I think it was about April last year they finally got a contract nailed down with the city. In that time, our former police chief, now drug czar Gil Kerlikowski, was working on a neighborhood policing plan.
Oh, he works at the White House now.
Yeah. Now he works at the White House. So him and our outgoing mayor, Greg Nichols, both were working on this plan to sort of more closely integrate police officers with communities, and they sort of redrew how police beats work in the city and things like that. But the problem is they haven't been able to adequately staff those new beats, and so you have parts of downtown Seattle that can become sort of a no-man's land when the patrols aren't properly aligned.
And the police force has said this is because not enough cops.
Exactly, not enough cops. And they're trying to hire more, but we'll see what that happens.
And not enough leadership at the top.
Right, exactly.
You know, Jonah, I would imagine that this particular issue is going to send those of you who watch this thing in Seattle straight back to the research labs, because although you can blame it on cuts, budget cuts in the police force, that certainly has happened all across the country in large and small cities. And
right.
You can also point to the recession, but there are certainly cities which are much harder hit than Seattle. I mean, I think of Detroit, where that have much higher unemployment and the crime is not increasing to this degree. And so I imagine for you, this is your project in the days to come, is to figure out what's going on in your town.
Oh yeah, this has definitely kept me busy. But again, I think, you know, if you go back and you look at sort of the macro picture here, I think that while we have gone up, it's also from a pretty low point in our in crime here in Seattle.
Jonah, real quickly, you think Seattle has one important lesson for the rest of the nation? Everybody's enjoying low crime rates.
I think that you shouldn't set the bar so high for yourself. Maybe, we're just sort of catching up now to I guess what everybody else was dealing with in the last few years.
All right. Well, Seattle, that might be your takeaway, that Seattle might also be a warning for other cities across the nation as times get tough and police forces become more threadbare. Crime can also go up. Those two things might be connected. Jonah Sprangenthal Lee, editor of SeattleCrime.com, joining us to talk about crime in Seattle and some of the trends across the nation. Jonah, thanks.